Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
This is unbelievable. Delta Airlines has now said that if you have a service dog or a comfort dog that we think looks like a pit bull, you cannot go on the airplane. What? Unbelievable. I don't know how this is legal. I don't believe it's ethical, and I don't believe it makes any scientific sense whatsoever. You can tell I'm a little upset about it, and I'll talk about why. This really makes no sense. Listen, I understand that something needs to be done. People are taking advantage of the system regarding not so much certified service dogs, but comfort dogs, quote unquote, comfort dogs, whatever that means. Having said that, is this the right move? Clearly, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. We'll talk about fear-free dentistry. Okay, let me try that again. Fear-free and dentistry. In the same sentence, for our pets. How can that be? Legendary veterinary dentist Dr. Jan Bellows will be here. And the good news is that, well, I have lots of good news. Among the good news, the dogs and cats are living longer than ever before. We know that. Well, why is that true? And as they live longer, their mental health could decline. Just like Alzheimer's in people, we're seeing more of that. We're seeing more canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome, which is really pretty much the same thing in our dogs. Why is that, and what do we do about it? And Dr. Todd McCracken will be here to talk about it. But most importantly, we're here for you. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. As you heard the lady say, I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I'm here to help you with your pet behavior problems. And best of all, the price is right. 866-554-PETS, toll free. 866-554-7387. Allison in Illinois, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's going on?
I have a male Shih Tzu neutered who I've had since he was 8 months old.
Mm-hmm.
I bought him directly from the breeder, very good breeder, very nice dog, very, very anxious outside, afraid of everything outside.
Everything. Other dogs?
Everything.
Other dogs?
Other dogs, people, cars.
So your question is about his anxiety outside?
Anxiety outside, yes.
That's all?
That's all.
All right. So a couple of things. First of all, you know, I talk about socialization. If this breeder had socialized your Shih Tzu appropriately, probably we wouldn't be having this conversation. So that part is unfortunate. But you can begin to expose him, but the best way to do that is to expose slowly. So, to the best of your ability, what would happen if you took your dog out early in the morning for a longer walk? You know, you have a Shih Tzu, so that's the good news. You don't need to go on a 12-mile hike with this dog. So just a short dog and expose the dog a little bit. And when you know there are going to be other things that distress the dog, then either do this. Either give the dog some food that you're carrying with you in your pocket beforehand. You don't want to reward the dog for being afraid, so the idea is to give, it's a matter of timing. So to give the dog the treat, or better yet, the kibble before whatever. So if you see the bicycle rider coming down the street, that is the time to give your dog the kibble, not when the bicycle driver is going by and your dog's already distressed.
Okay.
And if that happens, that the bicycle driver goes by and your dog is already distressed, I don't know what you're doing now, but what you should be doing is to just ignore your dog and just keep going. And over time, the hope is that your dog will learn these things are not a problem. And the more you begin gradually, but the more you expose your dog to the world, the better off your dog will be and the better off you'll be. If it's just a matter of that, then it's just a matter of you doing this appropriately. You could speed it up as I described. The other thing you can do, and this is a great thing for dogs with this kind of, you know, moderate to low level general anxiety, is first of all, there's a knockoff of a pheromone, and pheromones are species specific chemicals that can make a difference. And what this difference is in this case is to lower anxiety. It is found, it's called Adaptil, is the name of the product. And the pheromone is found when mothers lactate, and it's associated with mother's milk. And what it does is it lowers anxiety. They've taken this and they've put it into a diffuser and a dog collar. So what you could do is get a collar, so wherever your dog goes, this pheromone goes with. You could also try something called L-theanine, and there's a dog version of this, Anxetane, and you can get that through your veterinarian. So those are two ideas of some things I would do, along with the behavior modification for your dog. If you see, though, that the behavior modification that I described in of itself doesn't seem to be working very much, then I would contact a dog trainer, but I would do that anyway to go to a dog training class.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Allison.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Another way to reach me is through Facebook. So simply sign up for my Facebook fan page. Look under fan pages. If you're on Facebook, you probably know how to do that. Just type in my name, Steve Dale. Find me and like my page. I hope you do like me. Coming up next is something I do not like, what Delta Airlines has decided to do regarding comfort dogs and service dogs. While I understand the interest, if not the need, in cracking down on people that have taken advantage of the system, I don't at all believe this is the right thing to do. Next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. And then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death.
Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
He's dog's best friend, and cats, too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I don't believe Delta Airlines at this very moment does dog's best friend. So let's say you have a service dog, a certified service dog, and there are all sorts of reasons why people need or want service dogs. I mean, you may have come back after serving our country and have post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. You may be have physical limitations because of what happened to you serving our nation. You may have a guide dog that can help you see. You may have a dog that can help you hear. They're called hearing dogs. But there are all sorts of other dogs for invisible disabilities, such as sometimes those hearing dogs. One example would be a seizure detecting dogs, dogs that detect diabetic highs and lows. And all kinds of dogs do these things. Then there are the comfort dogs that help us feel better. And there's this like fuzzy area between certified service dogs and comfort dogs, and that fuzzy area needs to be rectified. All right, I absolutely agree with that. So having said that, Delta Airlines said our response, because of one incident that happened that allegedly a dog that looked like a pit bull was involved in, if it's a service dog, if it's a comfort dog, and if it looks like or smells like a pit bull, you can no longer be allowed with that pit bull on the plane. So if your pit bull serves, you served our country, and that pit bull serves to help you with your post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome, you can no longer go on Delta Airlines. A lot of problems with this. First of all, what the heck are they saying can't go on the airplane? They're saying a pit bull, but what's that? So most of the time, when you're walking down the street and you see a dog that you say looks like a pit bull, let's do the genetic testing on that dog. And that dog turns out to be almost always, well over 90% of the time, a mixed breed dog. And while there are breeds, bully breeds, like a American Pit Bull Terrier, an American Staffordshire Terrier, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, etc., they are a very small minority. And frankly, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with those dogs. There usually isn't. So first of all, they're making an assumption that all dogs that look like a pit bull are dangerous. Secondly, a dog that looks like a pit bull is only a dog that looks like a pit bull to us. We call it that. They have a certain look. That's all that is. It could be a boxer Labrador mix with another mix, you know, and the result of that is a dog that we think looks like a pit bull. And who at Delta Airlines is the dog expert that's going to say, that dog, out of here? I mean, what expertise does that person have? I don't understand how they can even get, how could their legal department have allowed this? I don't understand that. And incidentally, the Americans for Disabilities Act or the Airlines Act, which fortify and suggest that, okay, if you have a service dog, you can bring that dog on the plane. Again, comfort dogs are kind of a gray area that I don't quite understand either. But if you have a comfort dog, they don't say none of these laws say anything, and their federal acts say anything about breed or suspected breed. And incidentally, studies have been done, and I was involved in one of those, that suggest just because a dog is a presumed pit bull doesn't mean that dog is any more dangerous than any other dog at all. And if it's a legitimate service dog, a certified service dog, then it's passed, jumped through the hoops, if you will, to become a service dog. It doesn't matter what. And by the way, if they're saying that, then to me, it suggests, well, what about dogs that work at the airport for the TSA or for more often than the TSA, it would be local law enforcement in whatever city that is in. some law enforcement uses dogs that have this sort of pit bull look. They have to get out of the Delta area, the terminals where Delta are. I mean, none of this makes any sense. It's wrong. Yes, the airlines need to step up and talk with people who are experts in dogs and companion animals, work with the American Veterinary Medical Association, perhaps, but not just randomly say, oh, that breed? Ah, forget about it. Even if you're not really a breed and we cannot define you, you're not allowed on airplanes anymore. It makes no sense whatsoever. It is wrong. So how do I come out of that with some good news? Well, pit bull type dogs and all dogs are living longer than ever before. So that is the good news. Lots of reasons for that, which Dr. Todd McCracken will talk about. But as dogs live longer, there's a downside as well. And sometimes, just like with people, psychological health at a certain age begins to suffer as well. And that's what we'll talk about next.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dr. Todd McCracken is Veterinary Services Manager at SIVA Animal Health. We all want our dogs to live long, healthy lives. Long, healthy lives doesn't only mean, I think, Dr. McCracken, physically long, healthy lives, but also our dogs' psychological health, if you will, and well-being as well. And as people age differently, our dogs do too.
Sure. And I think there's a, you know, certainly quantity of life, but I think there needs to be a quality of life as well. I think when people look at their pets, there's a certain degree of empathy, and obviously they want the same that they would want for themselves. And I think, again, as we look at that cognitive dysfunction, which we're going to talk about, we're wanting to put off those signs as long as possible.
So what is this cognitive dysfunction that we are now talking about?
Well, again, on the human side, I think people can relate to Alzheimer's or, again, when they're having some degree of dementia, those type of things. It really revolves around brain aging. And just like with any body system, the older it gets, the poorer the function tends to become. And so there's some things, obviously, that we can do to improve that and again, help them with that brain aging and kind of put off those signs that we tend to see as pets get older.
So I want to talk about what some of those signs or signals are that your dog is having doggy
dementia or canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. But the other thing I want to talk about is, can we delay the onset of this? But first of all, what is this? What is canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome? How do we know something is beginning to happen?
Yeah, and again, I kind of point back to a lot of the research that we have on the human side and some of the signalment, because I think people recognize it more in people, because their common activities that they're used to doing now become very awkward. It becomes unknown to that person. Same thing with a dog. And so familiar surroundings or activities that they've normally done, going on that walk, going outside to urinate and defecate, again, just normal daily activities become very unknown to that dog, and again, very foreign. And so there's some initial signs, and again, they're going to get progressively worse. But vocalization is one that tends to occur. Urinating or defecating inside the house, again, familiar things. When they normally went on a walk and recognized their environment, they're no longer recognizing those type of environments. So the signs can be varied for each individual pet, but again, they tend to relate to being unfamiliar with familiar activities.
Yeah, sometimes the dogs act literally disoriented.
Sure.
Sometimes dogs, this is a big one for cats, but dogs too, will wake up in the middle of the night and you don't quite know why, and they're pacing back and forth. You mentioned vocalization. So a dog that is vocalizing for reasons that are unknown to you, and perhaps to an extent unknown to the dog as well. So, and you kind of just have a sense that things aren't right.
Yeah.
But we tend to say, oh my gosh, the dog's just getting older.
Yeah.
Is that the right response? I mean, could we react a bit earlier, and by doing so, maybe even delay the onset of some of the more serious signs?
Yeah, and again, I think you and I have talked in the past that these are signalments that, again, we want to catch in their very early stages, because the longer we can put off those signs, the greater the quality of life, and certainly, again, the greater the quantity of life. So even those smaller dogs, we can start at 8 years of age, recognizing some of the signs of cognitive dysfunction. Those middle-sized dogs, we want to begin to recognize that at 7, and then obviously the larger dogs, because they have a shorter lifespan, even earlier, about 6 years of age.
So what can we do?
Yeah, and again, there's multiple medications that are on the market, but again, one product that we manufacture is called Centalife. It actually does multiple things. It actually has 5 active ingredients, antioxidants, again, ginkgo biloba. I think a lot of your listeners may know ginkgo biloba to increase, I guess, mental acuity and focus. A lot of college students have taken ginkgo biloba as a supplement to help them during those test times. Same things with pets. The other one is resveratrol. It's a grapeseed extract. And again, doctors are talking about cardiovascular health, and we talk about resveratrol in the regard of cardiovascular health for the brain. So it does have multiple activities, and again, there are products that can really put off those initial clinical signs of dementia, but also help them through that process.
So Centalife is one. Resveratrol is what's found in red wine.
Yep.
So you could have a glass of wine while you treat your dog, I think. I think that's a good solution.
Sure.
And in addition to that, sometimes nutritional changes that your veterinarian can recommend. There are products out there.
Sure.
Specific dog foods that are meant, yes, I'm not talking about the over-the-counter stuff for older dogs. I'm talking about more than that.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Every individual pet is going to respond differently to medications, to different activities. And I think you need to recognize what's going to work for your pet. And I think that's the important thing. The one thing I've always told people is the very first thing you should do is visit your veterinarian to have a complete physical exam, and then again, let them assess where you are.
And in fact, I think twice a year for older animals, because of the way animals age.
Oh, absolutely.
So much faster than people do, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Right.
If you really look at it, you know, everybody uses the kind of mantra of 7 years in a dog's life. 1 year in a dog's life is like 7 years in a human's life, and no one would want to go 3.5 years without seeing their physician. So I think it's extremely important that we see the veterinarian at least twice a year.
All right, Dr. McCracken, thank you so much. You are the fountain of youth. Thanks.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS. Jim in Florida, how can I help you, sir?
Well, we have two rescue dogs. They're about 3 years old. One is a full poodle. He's about 26 pounds. And the other is a poodle Bichon mix, and she's about 12 pounds.
A standard poodle is 26 pounds?
Yeah, he's a big miniature poodle.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right, and what's your question?
My question is, it seems that the female, who is the little one, seems to have some accidents right near her crate, right in front of it, as a matter of fact. I suspect that she's had some accidents in other areas of the house in the past, but it just seems like lately... she's had some accidents, like, right in front of the crate. And I'm wondering whether we let them out, that has no bearing on whether or not she's going to... I think it's her. I don't know that it's not him because, you know, usually when a male goes, it's all over the place.
Hey,
concentrated
watch it.
In one area.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether or not she's doing this out of spite. We treat the dogs very well. We groom them ourselves. I mean, they're beautiful animals. And I'd just like to see if I can get a little help to some suggestions on how I might be able to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
Both of the animals are 3 years old.
Okay. And does this happen? So is she crated when you're not home?
Yes.
And does this happen more often when you get home and the dog immediately piddles? Or does she do this randomly throughout the day?
It's just something random.
Okay.
And my wife is a cancer patient, and occasionally we go away for a day to the hospital and then come home. And we have people that let her out. But there's no rhyme or reason as to why this occurs.
Well,
maybe spite.
No.
You're not around.
Nope. Could be anxiety because you're not around, but dogs don't do things for spite. So that I can eliminate. I mean, she may be upset at the change. Dogs like routine. She may be wanting you there more, but she's not actually thinking, I'm bad at them, and I'm going to pee all over the place. How would a dog know that pee would even upset us?
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. Yeah. And this little girl, she will be by my side sitting in the chair. She has to have that body contact.
Sure.
If we're lying in bed, she'll crawl under the covers and make that body contact. So, you know, she does have that, you know, tie with us.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. So here are some possibilities. First of all, I do want you to take your dog to the veterinarian to rule out the unlikely, to be clear, prospect that this may be medical. What's more likely are these possibilities. First of all, small dogs sometimes just aren't taken out often enough. You know, their bladders are only so big. Also, house training in small dogs can be iffy in the first place for some people and some dogs. So I wonder a couple of things. I wonder if your dog is potentially not going out enough. And when you got to go, you got to go. And oftentimes dogs will go to the same place because they smell that they've gone there before and it becomes that place. So certainly use an odor removing product because that will prevent encouraging the dog to go back to the same place. But it doesn't solve what created the problem in the first place, which is what we have to kind of figure out somehow.
Yeah.
So
We have, I'm sorry, we have a pen downstairs, and we just open the door right by the dog's crates, and when it's time for them to go, they just go on down, and they have an area that, you know, they frequent, and, you know, I maintain the cleanliness of that area, but there's a fenced-in area at the bottom of the stairs, so we do let them out quite often.
And
she'll just mill around upstairs on the veranda rather than going down to take care of business.
So you've kind of potential. Is this in the house, the place where they go?
It's in the backyard.
Oh, okay. So here's what I want you to do from now on. I want you to take your dog out on a leash and to make sure your dog has actually piddled.
Right.
I'd suggest you do that maybe even before the veterinary visit. Give this a try. Make sure that your dog has actually peed. If so, treat your dog like a puppy. Say, oh, you're the most wonderful, good dog, hooray, and give your dog a treat instantly.
Right.
And try to also take your dog to the same place or really within inches so that place in your backyard becomes the dog's bathroom.
So
just like you would a puppy, take your dog out as consistently as you can, given your schedule. Reward your dog instantly for going when she goes. Say something, by the way, when she goes. Two things, actually. Say, good girl, but also give it a word. Give it good potty, good piddly poopy, or whatever you say.
Give
it some terminology, which comes in handy, by the way, on rainy days, because then you can say go potty or go piddly, and your dog will go instantly. It's a handy thing to have. If your dog doesn't go, and I'm sensing it's conceivable that half the time your dog's not going to go within 5 minutes, then bring your dog back in the house. You got a loaded weapon there, though. So tie your dog to you, tether your dog with a leash to you or literally walk around the house with your dog on holding the leash on the other end of the leash. So you could see if she begins to squat, you scoop her up and you take her right outside, and then you go through the routine I suggested. Reward your dog big time, praise her, all those things for going potty. If in 5 minutes or maybe 10 or 15 minutes she hasn't gone, then go back outside. You know she's got to go, probably. So go back outside to the same place like I described and do the same thing again. If she doesn't go, back in the house and then back outside in 10 minutes after that. Okay. Now, our lives don't always allow that, but to the best of your ability, try that. My point is, I'm guessing that given the opportunity, your dog's just having a good time in the backyard and isn't always peeing, comes back in the house, and at some point, you got to go, you got to go, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Thank you for your advice, and we'll try a little behavioral change there, and we're very grateful for this advice.
Well, let me know what happens, because if it doesn't work out, then I've always got more.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. My best to your wife and to you as well. Thank you. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Coming up next, our email question of the week. You can email me. I hope you do. Steve@PetWorldRadio.net. That is exactly what Sarah did in New York City because she has cats that are catfighting. What do you do about that? She wants to know, and I have the answer next.
Catigo for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catigo. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catigo. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So we talked to Dr. Todd McCracken about the cognitive decline that some dogs do have as they age. The question now is, what do you do about it? And we'll talk about that next week on the show with him. And also, as cats age, kidney disease is so incredibly common. Now, the good news is there's a new test available known as SDMA. And what it does is it tells veterinarians and it tells you that your cat may have kidney disease much earlier than we were able to previously diagnose. That's obviously helpful to do and can and does help cats live longer lives. But what about kidney disease? Why do so many cats have kidney disease in the first place? I mean, if you have a cat that lives long enough, odds are that kidney function will suffer. Why is that true? And there's so many misconceptions online about why that's true. So we'll hear the facts from Dr. Susan Little. And we will also talk about veterinary exams. Now, I've talked about it all year long about this initiative called Fear Free. I've also talked about cat-friendly practices. So you walk in with your cat, your maybe not so happy cat that's in the carrier, and you're in the waiting area. Then you go into the exam room. Well, there's a magic product that veterinarians are now using that really is making a difference. I'll talk about what that magic is next week as well.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a Foxolotter.
The tick population is growing, and it's not just something to think about if you're out in the suburbs or in the country. Veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden says ticks are invading the big city, too.
In fact, most urban centers today have tick issues because a wildlife was a publication came out a couple years ago where they were able to find the tick that carries Lyme disease in almost every city park in metro Chicago.
So remember, just because a deer isn't walking through your backyard doesn't mean you don't need to protect your dog from the threat of ticks. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Foxolotter. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words,
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my cats once got along, but they don't any longer. They need help. I need help, says Sarah in New York. Well, Sarah, I don't know why the cats are not, who were getting along just fine, aren't getting along anymore. So you have two cats. They no longer like one another. Maybe they sent nasty texts to one another. I don't really know what happened. In a sense, it doesn't really matter why it happened, although that might be helpful. But if the cats are truly cat fighting, you need to keep everyone safe. And with cats, so with dogs, sometimes they forgive and forget. Sometimes not. You know, sometimes dogs that don't get along, it escalates over time. Sometimes, though, as I said, they seem, oh, I don't know what made me angry, and they can go an entire lifetime and never get that angry again at one another. Cats, a completely different story. They begin not to get along. Then they begin not to get along more and more and more, and it escalates. And they don't forgive and forget very well at all. So if they're truly catfighting, it'll only get worse unless you separate them. So you need to put one of those cats into a room, second bedroom, a den, a room people are in, hopefully. I mean, the cat did nothing wrong because it doesn't get along with the other cat. So a room hopefully people are in with a litter box and, of course, water and food and lots of toys. And then you begin the process of introduction again. So what we want to do first, before we even do that, is lower the tension in the house. And you could do that by plugging in a product called FeelAway, FeelAway Classic, but also check out FeelAway Multicat. Now, both of these products are pheromone products, and FeelAway Multicat is actually produced for this very problem, for cats that are not getting along with one another. So in each room the cats are in, plug in FeelAway Multicat. You could still use FeelAway Classic, which is a different pheromone, and what they both do together is lower the anxiety these cats are feeling. But it doesn't make them best friends again. And it's like you're introducing a new cat all over again. So take something that belongs to that cat that's in the second bedroom or the den, and like bedding and toys, and put it out where the other cat is. And vice versa. Do a United Nations kind of switch here. And you bring in toys and bedding from the cat that's out in the other area, put it, and you go back and forth and back and forth. If they're fine with that, great. Then what ideally you do, instead of a closed door, you put a screen door on. I don't know that everyone can do that in the real world, so the cats can see one another. But right now they can smell one another for sure under the door. And when you do bring them together, give them a reason to like one another all over again. And I'm talking about sardines, salmon, tuna, something really good, really, really good. And you only bring them together for a few moments. So hopefully you get some help doing this. And on one side, think of a boxing ring. So on one side, when they're brought together, in one corner is this cat just licking some salmon or tuna or sardines or something. And in the other corner, doing the same thing on another spoon that someone else is holding, the other cat is licking tuna, salmon, or sardines, or something really good. And then they get closer together with more time together over time. Always supervise at first. If you see a little hint, that's okay. That's normal. But if you see more than a hint that they're not going to get along, remember, with cats, it escalates. So nip it in the bud. Don't let it escalate and put that cat back off in the other room and understand they're not ready to be brought together again. That's sort of the 101 on how to do this. It's complicated, I know. So you may need a feline behavior consultant, IAABC.org for that, or a veterinary behaviorist, DACVB.org. Email your questions to me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation with legendary veterinary dentist, Dr. Jan Bellows.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
He is a veterinary dentist and a friend of the show, and very famous in the world of veterinary medicine, Dr. Jan Bellows, who literally has written books about the topic of veterinary dentistry, including one that I have on my desk. People think that they are doing the right thing for their dog by saying, you know, and doing this, getting things for their dogs to chew. Dogs love to chew, right?
They sure do. And they chew on anything. And especially if people go to pet stores and they see Freshens breath, whitens teeth, no GMOs, gluten-free. They think that's wonderful for their pet. But that's not what the pet needs. They need a safe product that will help to decrease plaque and tartar, period.
Okay, so I want to talk about that subject, and I want to talk about chewing. But while we're on that topic, mm-hmm. let's talk about it. So marketers are very good at what they do, mm-hmm. and they say the products do freshen their breath. Do they freshen their breath?
Yes, if they have chlorophyll in it, but it's like taking a Tic Tac. Is that really helping the animal? Understand that pet's bad breath comes from periodontal disease. It comes from pockets around the gums.
So it helps the animal for that business meeting coming up in 5 minutes with another dog, but
yes.
That's about it.
Right. And in the end, it gives the client a full sense of security that the pet's breath smells good, but it's not healthy for the pet because underneath the gums, the bacteria eventually cause pockets. And it's like putting your food that you ate for breakfast into your pocket and not changing your pants for 6 months if they don't brush their teeth. It just gets worse and worse, and your leg would rot off. And the same thing happens in pets' mouths.
That's not a pretty picture.
It isn't. And they get pockets basically because people aren't, a lot of people aren't brushing their pets' teeth. They're not using dental wipes. My favorite product is a dental wipe.
Explain what that is.
A dental wipe is like a Stridex pad. You can get it from your veterinarian. You can get it online. It's not so important as what's in the wipe as it's the friction. And the beautiful part of it is that they wipe the teeth, the outside surfaces of the teeth, and they throw out the wipe. The problem with toothbrushes is that it's a great idea, but, you know, what do you do with the toothbrush after? Do you put it next to your toothbrush in the bathroom? Do you put it in the kitchen, that dirty drawer that comes out? And then how do you position your dogs to brush your teeth? And if you have a cat, that's even worse.
So you're not knocking brushing teeth, but you're saying, what I hear, is that you like these pads, these Strident pads, even more?
Yeah. It's not Strident. It's the Stridex type of pads.
Yes.
That
okay.
You can get from the veterinarians or online. It's called dental wipes. Mm-hmm. And there's probably 20 brands. And for cats, I recommend Q-tips, long Q-tips that the client can dip in tuna juice or tuna water and then just rub it right where the tooth hits the gum. Because the key on animals is to removing plaque every single day. It's a shame that people have to have teeth removed or extracted from their pets' mouths. And it's a shame that pets have to go around with bad breath when it all could be prevented if they start early or if they let the veterinarian go ahead and care for the teeth. And then after that, twice a day, like we brush our own mm-hmm. teeth, twice a day, tend to the teeth.
So let me end where I meant to begin, and this is great information, but I want to talk about well-meaning pet owners who give their dogs things to chew. Mm-hmm. And some of these things to chew the dogs like, yeah. but they can break the teeth.
Sure.
Explain some of the products, actually, that you don't like that you're concerned
yeah.
about.
Yeah. In a lot of the pet stores, they sell freeze-dried rib bones. They sell antlers. They sell bones, real bones, soup bones, marrow bones. Anything harder than the tooth, anything that doesn't bend, should not be given. So it has to bend back and forth easily. If they can go online to VOHC.org, which is Veterinary Oral Council, it's like the Good Housekeeping Award. They get seals for products that are safe and effective to help control plaque. VOHC.org, and they'll get a good product.
Veterinary Oral Health Council,
yes.
VOHC.org.
Yes.
Yes, and experts like you look at products and look at the facts and then recommend the ones that you like based on those facts. Dr. Jambellos, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
In cats, if you have a cat that lives long enough, and I hope your cat does, the reality is overwhelming that if you have a cat that's 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, great, more cats are living longer than ever before, but that cat may have kidney disease along the way. And it's the kidney disease that could end the cat's life. Now there's an early test that's a game changer, but still, why do so many cats get kidney disease? All of that next week, right here.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio,